Hey, oh shit. Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
So today, Bub had a really good idea for what our quote would be. I was trying to find, because that's the thing, I think now let's try to stay on topic. Like, whatever we're going to talk about, let's find a quote on it.
Okay.
You'd think that this would have been something we'd thought of already, but it kind of just clicked for me that it's like, why not do a quote that's on topic?
That introduces so it kinda segues us to the topic.
In. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was trying to look up, like, a parenting quote, and I found it funny that all the parenting quotes were like, oh my god, like, when you look into your mother's eyes, you know what real love is. Or it's like,
really?
Oh, yeah, like, there's no such thing as a perfect parent, just a real one. Like, there were so many, like, oh my god, like, a father's love for you is as big as a mountain, and your mother's something. And I was just like, the fuck is this? Like, parents are shit quotes. Like, that's what I should have Googled.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Sorry. My point was, but then you thought of the
quote.
Well,
yeah, this is actually, it's one of my... I didn't think of it. Like, I didn't realize
it's,
until
it wasn't
just now.
A pet peeve until you noticed it was a pet peeve?
Oh, what?
Oh, no, what? Sorry. That's what, one of your favorite quotes, then?
No, yes, literally. Oh. It's like, this is one of my favorite quotes, and it's literally that blood is thicker than water.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's unfortunately taken, it's literally flipped.
Yeah, because if you say blood is thicker than water, then
you would think familial ties is thicker than,
is
like...
Is more important, is more...
Like, it's heavier. It's more important.
How do you
important.
Say that?
I don't
yeah,
know,
it's more important than water,
or
which
it's
would
like
be
stronger.
Other. Uh-huh.
Literally.
Exactly. But it's like, that's not even the whole fucking expression.
No, it's the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb.
Which literally...
It's literally saying that the friends you choose for yourself, the people who you decide to surround yourself with, those that you choose... are stronger,
those bonds
or
are stronger.
Those bonds are stronger than the water of the womb, which means family.
Deadass. Because it really is, because what I find really rich about family is that it's like, since we're family,
you're allowed to just treat me like shit. You're allowed to take
we're
advantage
family.
Of me.
It's fine.
Do you know something that I find crazy? It's that, and this is actually, well, not, well, it did happen to me, but just not, blah, 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 whatever. But it's just, I find it crazy how the situation was like, put to me that I had to set boundaries with these familial people in order for them to realize that they had to treat me with respect.
Yep.
Like, being treated fairly, being spoken to properly, being respected was a boundary that I had to set.
Mm-hmm.
That was just mind-blowing to me that... Because I confronted, or, well, I mean, I confronted a group, or we confronted even, like, these people, and it was like, I do not want to be treated this way, I don't respect this, I will not allow these set things in my life, and at least one person in particular was like, oh, okay, yeah, you're allowed to set those boundaries, I set those boundaries with my parents, or whatever, and it's like, in the moment, I was like, oh, okay, so... We're gonna set this, like, we're gonna try to move forward like this, but just thinking back, it's like,
this
the fact that
set.
I needed to express to you that I would no longer be degraded, that I would no longer be disrespected, that I would no longer be treated abusively, was a boundary that I had to set with you?
Yeah.
It was that not something obvious?
No. No, it wasn't.
And I find
and
it...
And the thing is, like, I won't even take it that far, because what I asked you earlier, that it's like, should we forgive our parents for not loving us the way we needed to be loved?
And like, and because literally, because I guess for the podcast, we're like, okay, like
don't say anything.
Don't, let's not talk about it properly. Yeah, I just hit the mic stupidly for no fucking reason. I'm sorry, you guys. But the thing is, ask the question again, sorry.
Should we forgive our parents for not loving us the way we needed to be loved?
Well, I mean... There's different ways to answer. Should we? Yes.
Should we? There's a very specific
scenario
where they should.
You should forgive everyone.
No.
True. Yeah.
I would forgive if once it was communicated that you didn't love me properly, it was acknowledged, and now we're working towards you loving me properly. Because that's the problem. They're still my parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, because I'm older now... It doesn't matter. It's like, okay, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Just forget
that's
about it. It's not forget about it. how about you start loving me now? Because I'm literally, sorry, no, and then yeah. you go, but it's like, I'm literally communicating to you. Because even though when I was a kid, I was communicating it to you.
We really were. But maybe I didn't
have the right verbiage, you know, language barrier. Maybe.
The thing is, no, because it was never that. Because we both as individuals were always very clear and always expressed very well what we needed on our end.
No.
But it was always discredited because of our age. What I heard a lot from adults. We also weren't
very clear. I was not as mentally aware and emotionally aware as I am now.
You didn't know the backing to everything, but you always knew what you wanted, if that makes sense. Like, I want to go to the park. Oh, that you wanted to go to the park for, like, socializing, to interact, for vitamin D, fresh air, all that. Yeah, but you always did know, and we clearly expressed, it's like, I want to go to the park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it wasn't...
You very... Both of us very clearly in our, like, whatever.
Okay,
you know
so
what
then
I mean?
Let me change it. So maybe I've been clear, but now finally I've reached an age where it's not being discredited. But the issue is that it's also not being acknowledged. It's being treated as something. It's like, oh my God, it's in the past. Okay, I'm sorry. I stole a dollar from you a million years ago. It's like, no, bitch, you steal a dollar from me every single day. So how about you stop taking my fucking money?
That's the thing, that because I literally, on Instagram, I saw a video recently where, I don't know, actually it was the first time that something like that came up on my feed, surprisingly, like, actually, earlier. And I literally screen recorded the video, and it was something like a mom, like, got up, and she's like, hey, I'm guilty, like, she was kind of, like, crying, apparently it was a seminar, a parenting seminar or something, and she's like, hey, I'm guilty of not properly loving or, like, being grateful for my son, and the guy, like, hosting the seminar was like, yeah, really, like, okay, how old is your son, and she's like, he's 8 years old, and the guy was like, oh, wow, beautiful, and he's like, do you know at what age kids, like, start, like, become, like, fully developed and, like, fully understand? Or something like that, and she was like, oh, I don't know, like at 10 or something, and he's like, no, at 28, and she's like, oh yay, I can fix him, whatever, I can fix it, whatever, yeah. And everyone started laughing. So the thing is, what I hate, and I can only speak of personal experience with me and my parents, but I hate how now I see everything they did wrong. I understand why they did everything the way that they did, but nonetheless, it was wrong, and I've communicated that, and I'm like, I needed X, Y, and Z, and you were giving me
nothing.
And it's like, and now I'm still communicating, I need X, Y, and Z, and they're like, oh, I know, I was a horrible parent when you were younger, I couldn't give you X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, I need X, Y, and Z, I need it, X, Y, and Z, now.
You can still give it to me.
And I'm still your child. I'm still your child.
That's where I won't forgive. That's where I stand. If you're not trying to be better, why am I going to let go of the past when it's not the past? I'm supposed to forgive the present as you're literally abusing me. I'm supposed to forgive you for abusing me. That's not how it works, you know? And it's like, oh, forgive your parents for not loving you the way you needed to be loved. I am literally begging them right now to love me in this way.
Mm-hmm. And we're spelling it out.
Spelling it out. Because I'm also not fucking insane. But the thing is, I don't understand. Because I'm all over the place. But the problem is, I don't know why in society you have to have kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the right time, whatever. You have to have
kids.
That's the way it is.
It is expected for a couple to eventually, at a certain age,
make the babies.
Make children.
The thing is, some people just aren't cut out for it, you know? If you don't have the patience to raise a child, then don't raise one.
Then don't have one.
If you aren't going to be able to dedicate the time necessary for a child, then don't have one. It's literally not to compare kids to dogs because it's so different.
No, but I will
never have a dog again. Oh. As much as I love the companionship and I literally want a black lab, like, I want a corgi too. Like, I see so many dogs and I want them. Mm-hmm. I will never have a dog again because, first off, I don't have the patience for it. I don't have the ability to dedicate a dog the time that it needs. I don't even know how to properly take care of it. Like, I'm not cut out for this. I cannot take care of a dog. I am taking care of my dog, but I'm doing such a shit job at it, and I didn't even notice how bad I was being, you know?
You're being really hard on yourself.
I'm not being really
hard. No. Now you are fucking up. I'll give you that. No, but I need you... like, yes, right now, it is your fault, for sure. But I need you to understand
that... I thought I was being better.
No, of course you are. Yeah, you literally are literally trying to break free from what you've been... the cycle that you've been on. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you literally got your dog when you were, like, what, 10 years old?
I know.
It was not your responsibility at that age.
Yes, it was. Because babe, the only one taking care of that dog was me.
Babe, no one was taking care of you. You weren't allowed to do anything. Even if you knew everything you needed to do for you. Let me finish.
That doesn't help me. I hear you, but that doesn't help me feel better.
No.
I did not take care of my dog, and I didn't take care of my dog. Why? It doesn't fucking matter. I didn't do it. Unfortunately, I can't push blame. Everything wrong is my fault.
It's not that you're not pushing blame. You're just being gentle with yourself. I'm telling you, because you had no way of
even if I wanted to do better, I couldn't have.
Literally.
I know.
Now it is your fault. And now that's why you're trying your best and you're putting your best foot forward and you're trying to break free of that cycle. Now you're putting an effort. Barely, but putting an effort. I'm being harsh, if that makes sense. But thankfully, you didn't know and you didn't have this mentality 10 years ago when you first got your dog. Because even if you wanted to be the best parent there was, you did not have money, you did not have resources, you couldn't have done any of it.
I didn't know that they couldn't take care of themselves.
Oh. Well, it's like, there's nothing for you to do.
I was so used to taking care of myself. I was like, get your shit together.
I wanted to go back to back to the question that you said. It's like,
should we forgive our parents?
Should you forgive your parents? And specifically in my case, I mean, I started saying it, then I didn't finish it.
Sorry.
But no, you're good. As in before. The only reason me mentally right now, I am able to even consider forgiving or not forgiving parents, or my parents specifically, is because I have you. It's literally because I have you and that you're my rock and that we've, like, bounced on each other and we've been able to get to this level. Because if it was up to them, I would still be hurting and I would still be in horrible pain. And forgiving them wouldn't even be an option because I would still be going through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can only forgive someone once it's kind of, like, done or once you're past it. If it was up to them, I would still be within.
Are you past it?
No, but I'm at a point to where I stepped out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Where it's like, if it was up to them, I would still be, like, floating down the river, but, like...
You paddle to the side.
Yeah, I managed to get off, like, on the shore edge or whatever. I don't know if those analogies working. Yeah, the river's still flowing and it's still there, but I removed myself from the river.
Okay.
So that's the thing. It's like... If it was up to my parents, I would still be flowing down that river.
Yeah.
And because you helped me or guided me out, I am semi-okay. I don't give them that credit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So me personally, I don't know about other people and their parents, but me personally with where I am with my parents, I don't forgive them.
Yeah.
At all. Whatsoever. And I have felt for the past, I don't know how many years, that it has literally been just me putting in so much effort and trying to keep a relationship there. Neither of my parents have put an effort into that.
Yeah.
It's always been me putting, like, trying to fix or trying to forgive or trying to compromise, trying to this. My parents have literally not compromised anything. Everything that I have in my life currently is because I have taken by force and there have been issues because of it. And I'm at a point now to where it's like, it's either my way or the highway. Like, either I get what I want or what I need, or we can't have a relationship. Mm-hmm. So then I guess that scared them. And they're like, oh, okay, fine, we'll give it to you. It's like, no, you didn't give me shit. I am taking it right now. Because if you were to give it to me, you would have given it to me 5 years ago, and that would have been part of the healing process.
That's the problem. Has the healing process started?
It hasn't. And I feel bad for one party more than the other.
You really shouldn't.
I don't.
hear you, but...
yeah.
No, because that's the part that hurts the most. Literally saying to their face, you fucked up in all... Ooh, my stomach hurts. You Ooh. Fucked up in all these ways.
Water? No. It won't help. It's like, no, I want your icky water.
It's my water.
Well, sorry, I was offering your water to you.
They fucked up in so many ways, and it's like, okay, you fucked up in the past. I'll move past it. Be better starting right now. They won't fucking do it.
No.
Because, and the thing is, they won't even acknowledge that they fucked up in the past either.
That's another thing.
Like, it's the kind of thing where it's like, I'm sorry that hurt you. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's not
like, I'm sorry that you took it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry that my actions offended you.
Because another thing is that really pisses me off is, like, talking with them is that a lot of times they say things like, it's like, oh, if I were to go back, I would do it exactly the same. It's like, I'm literally telling you that it was wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally, even if it had to be a lie, tell me that you would at least try to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but they literally won't even. That's the thing. They won't acknowledge how fucked up it was. Because they would do it again. Because in their eyes, it wasn't fucked up.
And again, it's... I don't know about what other people go through with their parents, but I feel as though my upbringing... I was pretty... Privileged isn't the right word, but I wasn't lacking anything. Thankfully, I always...
Basic necessities? No.
Basic necessities were always met. I had my own room. I had clothes. I mean, clean clothes. I was always clean. I always had food. I always had a roof over my head. Like, I mean, we did not have luxuries. We did not have anything extra. But, like, I always had the basic necessities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What's needed for survival, yeah.
And... But that's... That's the bare minimum. If you have a child, there are so many things that you... Sorry, there are so many things that you need to instill in a child. You need to instill self-confidence, self-reliance, independence, like, thinking for themselves, like, trying to, like... you know what I mean?
You know what? I do. Sorry, I'm kind of branching,
You're good.
You know how, like, when you do something enough times, or if you've been doing something since, like, you were young... Even if it's something that's, like, not normal or something that other people might think is weird, mm-hmm. like, you're used to it. Like, at least we love to eat pulpo because we both ate pulpo when we were really
Octopus,
young.
Octopus, yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Octopus, yeah.
Yeah, we literally eat pulpo with, like, it's, what, paprika, like, olive oil,
and potatoes.
And, like, potatoes.
Like, just, like, steamed potatoes and you slice that bitch
but,
up.
Like, it's, like, a classic boiled meal. Potatoes? Like, it...
Whatever.
Cooked potatoes, but, like, plain.
We've eaten it since we were young, mm-hmm. so, like, that's a delicacy.
Yeah, that literally reminds me of my childhood, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, also, like, at least, like, la tortilla española, which is, like, the big egg omelet. You put, like, chorizo, you put potatoes, también.
Mm-hmm. And you put, like, mustard on top.
Yeah, I remember I took it to, like, a school project.
Y nadie lo comió.
They threw it out. It was gross to them. Like, that's fucking delicious to me. You put on a little bit of mustard and that bitch slaps, you know?
Deadass.
Like, but to them it's gross. And I get it. Like, I wish they hadn't taken it. I could have taken it home. But that's fine. I'm not offended that they didn't find it appetizing.
Yeah, it's not your culture, so...
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But just going with that, like, if you've had it done, like, if you've eaten it or if you've been exposed to it enough times, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me so uncomfortable. When either of my parents show me affection.
Damn.
It would make me uncomfortable when you would show me affection. Until you did it enough and now I'm kind of used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me so uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable to receive affection in any way. Praise makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement makes me uncomfortable. Compliments make me uncomfortable. Somebody like... Trying to make, like, boost my ego feels fake. Makes me uncomfortable. And I always thought, like, it's a problem with me, you know? Like, I'm a fucking weirdo. And, like, human interaction makes me uncomfortable. It's not that human interaction makes me uncomfortable. It's that I never had any of those things. So they're foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Just like to some people, eating... Potatoes is weird,
yeah.
But I fucking love potatoes. Do you mm-hmm, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's literally that same concept, and I never noticed, like, whenever it's my... Because that's the thing. Hugs are only passed around or something like that on birthdays. I cannot bring myself to hug either of my parents when it's their birthday, And when it's mine, I'm like, okay, when is the hug coming in? Let's just get that out of the way. Because I'm not used to that. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't I be used to that from my parents?
Honestly.
If not because they never did it. And you're going to tell me that that isn't neglect? Do you know what I mean?
Are you okay, baby?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm just sweating from my eyeballs. It's a little bit hot in here.
No. not to further victimize myself, but I got you used to my affection. When do they show anybody affection?
No, they don't. And if I tell them right now, it's like, you never hug me, you know? You never tell me I love you. You never ask me if I'm doing okay. Like, I don't know why I'm getting like this.
No, because it really sucks how that's the reality. And that's the thing where it's like your parents are supposed to be this, like, force that just unconditionally loves you and takes care of you. And the thing is, even if it's not the way that you particularly need it, like, you should see their love. You should feel their love.
Somehow, yeah.
But you don't.
And I wonder if people would turn this around and say, it's like, hey, you know, all parents are different. You know, the older generation, X aquello, like, some people, like, not everyone is the type to, like, say I love you. Like, they're the type to show I love you or, you know, whatever the mm-hmm. fuck. I'm wondering how this could be turned around, that it's like, no, it's not that they were bad parents. It's not that they neglected you. They loved you in other ways. It's like, I always convinced myself, always, since I fucking came out the womb.
You really
have. I have been, what?
That you always justify everyone.
The thing is, I've convinced myself that the way they showed me they loved me was by providing the roof over my head, by feeding me, you know?
That's
by
a having clothes for me. Basic thing that all parents the should thing, give to their kids.
That's the bare minimum. That is clocking into work.
Yes.
In the job of parenting, that is, they clocked in and clocked out of work every single
and
day.
And to top it off, the thing is, not only did they clock in and then clock out of work, but they fucked up the store.
That's the problem. That's you just clocked in and sat down and been unproblematic. Don't even speak. Just sit in the break room.
Then you would just be at stage zero. You know what I mean? Yeah. You would have to just start from. But it's the fact that
they would curse at the customers. They would wreck the aisles. They would beat up the machines.
And the thing is, don't come at me because it was a thing, and it happened more with you because you had longer hair. But you know, I think it's literally called a rat's nest when little girls get
matted. Is it called a rat's nest?
I think so. It's or like
do when rats your hair, have nests?
I mean, that's what it's called. I don't know.
When your hair gets so. Matted.
Yeah, when
or
your
rat's
hair
nest.
Gets like matted, like in it, like when we were younger, we used to call it like la bola. Like yeah. when it would like literally turn like into like a matted ball, mm-hmm. like at the base of your hair because it wouldn't get brushed. Mm-hmm. It's like you're not gonna tell me. It's like, well, I mean, as a 7, 8, 9-year-old, of course you know how to brush your hair. Just. You're not going to tell me that that's the kid's responsibility. The fact that a little girl's hair got, like, knotted to the point to where it was, like, all matted is neglect. I literally remember there was this one video where it was, like, I forget what it was, but, a mom took her daughter to the hairdresser, and she was like, yeah, okay, I just want, like, just give her a haircut, whatever, and the hairdresser's like, hey, like, you didn't tell me over the phone, like, her hair is matted, like, I'm gonna need to, like, brush it out, it's gonna cost more, and the mom's like, no, whatever, just brush it, you're gonna really
just,
charge
like, cut
me.
It, or something.
No, well, the thing is, she's like, you're really gonna charge me more just to brush her hair, it's like, well, it's not just brushing her hair, it's matted, I have to work at it. She's like, then just cut it off, whatever, just give her, like, not a buzz cut, but just, like, cut it off, whatever, and she's like, okay, but I do want to tell you that I'm gonna call social services, or child services, or whatever.
Yeah, child protective services.
Because this is neglect, and it's like, what? No, okay, whatever. And the lady, it was like just a video, an example. I didn't see it like live or whatever. But the thing is, that's neglect.
That is neglect.
It's you're not. I don't know
either. Because you know something that's strange? I still to this day have difficulty remembering to comb my hair. I can't. I don't do it. I can't. I don't remember. My solution is to just have really short hair, and then my hair tends to not get very tangled. And if it gets tangled, I will work at it with my fingers. But will I put a comb to my head? No.
I ripped out all my hair, so I don't have that.
That's because you're a masochist.
Not even. Do you know why that happened?
Why?
It's because I was matted, and for some reason, I don't know where I thought I heard that
you do it in the shower.
That if you, brush your hair in the shower, it'll detangle easier. And so I wet it, and I brushed it.
Please tell me you at least put some conditioner in there.
No, baby.
Oh, girl.
No, yeah. I mean, why do you think my hair is so thin?
You should have thick hair.
I literally should have the same kind of hair you do.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly thin. Your mom has thick hair, too. Yeah. And it's literally because I ripped it all out.
I mean, now it's not, like, a poofy curly anymore. Because what's funny is you ripped it out, and then it also, like, changed structure.
Yeah. I don't know. It used to be, like, wavy.
Yeah. It used to not be wavy. It used to be, like, curly.
Really?
Like, bad teepee curly. No? You had curly hair, not wavy. This is wavy.
I have, like, wavy straight hair
now. You have straight, pin straight hair.
No.
Yeah, you do. And there's envy coursing through my veins. Because to get it as pin straight as you have it, I gotta work at blow drying and straightening this. And then it'll get wavy.
Oh, girl, just rip it all out. I got the hack.
No, I like my volume. Thanks.
I hate that I have no volume.
You know, another thing, just quick sidebar, because it was always an issue with me when I was younger that I had difficulty folding. Mm-hmm. To this day, I still cannot fold properly.
Like clothes?
Yeah, I can't do it. Hmm. I opt for hanging, and anything I don't hang
will wrinkle. Oh, is that why you hang all your clothes? The thing is, I think I know how to fold.
I cannot fold a shirt properly.
I just don't.
They don't match up. Like, I just...
Oh!
I don't
mine have... never match up
the
either.
The thing is, no matter how patient I am and how slow I go, I cannot fold a shirt. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that something, or am I just a fucking dumbass learn how to fold?
I think that you have way too high expectations for folding, because I just fold clothes and it never matches up. It's always wonky. It's never perfect, but I folded it.
But it's always been an issue for me, even when I was a kid, that, like...
Same. Oh, what? That you didn't do it properly?
I don't know. Folding I never is did it kind properly. Of traumatic for me in a very low-key sense.
Yeah, that was always... It was used as punishment, I feel.
Yeah.
It was always associated with...
You know, it would have made sense for, like, hey, fold your clothes.
Right.
Why fold everybody's clothes and do it? Where's that logic?
Right.
Why don't you fold your own fucking clothes, bitch? You don't even fold your clothes now.
Honestly.
But I have to fold your clothes and my clothes and everybody's clothes in the household?
Whatever. Do you know something that I really hated in my household?
Tell me.
It was the thing where it's like, when I tried to do something good, it always turned out bad.
I never tried to do that shit.
And I would always do that, and I don't know, I mean, I've always been like a people pleaser, and I've always like starved for affection
whatever. I was about to say, you know your crowd. Mm. That's it. You knew how to get affection from your parents. You're a Gemini. You know how to read the room.
I mean, at least I'm just thinking real quick of this one memory. I forget what it was, but in our backyard, I remember, like, my father had, like, cut, like, the bushes, whatever, and there were, like, leaves. And one of these, we had to go back out and, like, one of these days, like, pick up the leaves, like, in the back. And I don't know why I spontaneously decided one day, like, oh, let's go pick up the leaves for Mommy Puppy. Like, they're gonna love it. Like, just let's go pick up the leaves.
Yeah.
And so we went outside, like, me and my sister, we went outside, and we picked up, we started picking up the leaves, and I don't know, it got late, or it almost got dark or something. All I know is, like, we had picked up, like, 3/4 of the leaves, and, like, I was tired. Like, there was still a bit left, you know, but I remember I was tired, and, like, I wanted to go inside, or something, like, dinner was already ready, so I was like, oh, I'm, like, hungry, like, I want to eat, because then that's another thing. I was only fed one meal a day.
Finally, the one meal to come.
I was... And the thing is, and I'm going to blame my father for that, because I don't know what kind of, like, Latino machismo what was going on, but he thought it was weak. Like, he literally thought it's like, oh, weak people, like, eat breakfast and lunch. You just eat dinner.
Yeah. And at 12 p.m.
Yeah, like, super... No. 12 a.m., perdón.
Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Yeah, no, but just real quick to finish the leaf story. PM. So the thing is, I remember, like, we were picking up the leaves, and then, like, dinner was done or something.
Oh.
And I was like, I just want to... What happened?
I sprayed there.
I just want to... Oh, no wonder.
Is it wet?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want to, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. But I remember, like, dinner was done or something, and both of us, we wanted to go inside.
Yeah, like we were done. It's been a day's work. Yeah. Like, we'll come back again.
We were done. I mean, we had picked up, like, a good 3/4, or maybe half. Like, let's not even, like, give us ourselves, like, that much credit. Like, we picked up only half of the leaves. And, like, I was ready to go inside and to be, like, done for the day. It was a favor. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It was something that I went out of my way to do to make my parents happy. Mm-hmm. And I literally remember, like, my father was there, and he's like, no, you guys can't eat until you finish everything.
You started it, finish it.
You started it, you have to finish it all.
Damn.
And I literally remember I was like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, so I decided I was gonna be nice and make dinner, but it's like, nope, you didn't make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, unless it's a 3-course, or no, sorry, just say you didn't do appetizer, main course, and dessert, unless it's a 3-course meal, it doesn't even count. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't generally make dinner, and I decided to be super nice, and I just, whatever, I wanted to give my parents a day off from cooking, and I cooked for them, and because I didn't do appetizer, main course, and a dessert, I was punished.
Yeah.
I don't understand the logic with that.
There is no logic there. And you know what else? I began to notice that you knew how to get affection from your dad.
Mm-hmm. I did.
It was literally just doing favors around the house. And I noticed that you also knew how to get, I wouldn't call it affection as much as attention.
From my mother?
Yeah. And that was because she didn't have the time to dedicate. The thing is, I believe that she, how to go about this?
What?
I don't know. It's the Gemini in you who knew their crowd. Lucky you.
Damn.
I didn't know my crowd.
The thing is, and it's kind of shitty, though. At least I know that my relationship with my mother has gone through it. It has gone through everything.
Your relationship with her is that you have acted unstable for so long. So she's like, oh my god, how do I stabilize this child?
That is have I been unstable?
Oh, yeah.
Have I been the one who was unstable?
Unfortunately, she is also extremely unstable, but yes.
Because I feel as though I've been more stable than she has.
Potentially, but you, ready? You were the more unstable child.
Oh.
You were the problem child. You were the child that needed attention. You know?
Yeah. I don't even know what that would mean.
Because I don't think that's called affection.
No. And the thing is, so I didn't even do the things I did for affection, because that wasn't, or attention, because that wasn't even the kind of attention I wanted. I just wasn't going to allow myself to be pushed around, and she took it as un reto.
Yeah.
And that was just with everything. Like, I couldn't do anything without her thinking I was trying to disrespect her.
Yeah.
That was my relationship with my mother. And it,
from day one, you were the problem child.
Yeah. I remember I was speaking with, like, one of my aunts once, mm-hmm. and I forget what it was, and they were like, no, yeah, you were, like, an absolute angel. We thought for sure your sister was gonna be the one to rebel. Then you were born, or something. I don't even know what she said, but then you became the rebel child, and I was like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Because just going back, it's like, if I could forgive my parents, literally just going back to that whole thing, where it's like, I don't know if it's part of the healing process, I don't know if it's just part of, like, I'm not as woke or as spiritually aware or, like, able to forgive yet, because I do know, I mean, I hear that, like, forgiveness is something that you do for yourself, not for others. Ugh. No, I agreed, because I'm not somewhere where I believe that yet.
Like, I see it. I get
like,
it.
Like, I hear it. I hear what you're saying
to
me.
Yeah, those are words, and they're in English.
But forgiving... yeah. But forgiving someone who doesn't deserve it is not something that I'm capable
of. The thing is, because forgiveness is such a strong word, because it's not forgiveness. Will I
not bring it up every single time, every single day?
Yeah. Will sure. Will I bottle it up, push it to a side, so that we can make an attempt at moving forward? Because I'm going to be the bigger person and try to have growth in this relationship? Sure.
Yeah.
But don't think for a second that what you did is okay, because for me to forgive you is either you apologize sincerely and acknowledge your mistake, or you somehow make it okay. You know? Mm-hmm. Those are the only options. Because it's like, oh my God, forgive your parents for not loving you the way you needed to be loved. No. Move past it and try to grow now that you're older. Sure. Understand that they're never going to change, so try to get something else out of them if you want a relationship with your parents.
But that's the thing. Sure. Where it's like, I'm right now at a point in my life where it's like, I am only going to allow a certain kind of people. Of people? I'm only going to allow certain people.
Certain kind of person.
Certain quality of people or certain kind of person. Whatever. I don't know. I'm saying it weird. Yeah, the grammar's off. But there's only, like, I know the kind of people that I will allow to participate in my life, mm-hmm. and they're not it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So, since you want them in your life...
Do I want them in my life?
If you want them in your life, you set the boundaries necessary, and you stop holding them to a standard. That's what I'm trying to do with my parents. They are no longer my parents. I don't have parents. Because I never had parents. Did I have people who paid their own rent and just added more mahawa la sopa? Sure. Mm-hmm. There were people who did that, you know?
Yeah.
I slept in the house that they paid the rent for, that the rent that they had to pay anyways. Mm-hmm. And they cooked dinner that they were going to cook anyways, just added a little bit more of everything for me. Yeah, I had that, you know? Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call that. But parents, I did not have. A parental figure.
That was another thing. I don't know. I mean, actually, I do know. I was like, I don't know about you. But I also, in my household, I gave my parents way too much control.
Yeah. I don't know if that's just Latino households.
No, the thing is, because I was such a good kid.
Oh my God, right?
Like, the thing is,
yeah.
I really fucking was.
There's so many jokes where it's like parents complaining to their kids for, like, sleeping too much. It's like, I could be doing the drugs.
Yeah, it's like, my mom's complaining that I have 8 cups in my room. I could be on drugs. Like, I could be out partying or something. I could it's be like, doing the let alcohol. Me just take the cups to the sink.
Smoking the marijuana.
Marijuana.
I could be doing all the bad shit, but honestly, I have cups in my room.
Yeah.
Chill, okay, Karen. Mom.
For real.
For real. But no.
No, I'm yeah, just. No, the thing is. Because I find it crazy, because at least my parents, I was very neglected by both of my parents for different reasons, and there were circumstances, and I know if the circumstances were different, things would have been different, but I was definitely neglected, but I still Bibled all of their rules.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they said, no boys over. I literally...
Only brought girls. No, but it's like, yeah, whatever rules.
The thing is, no, and the thing is, I never brought boys over, even though they were never home. And even though there was no way of them for me to ever have gotten caught. And literally,
I never did the drugs.
I never did that. Not in their house.
Anyway. I never did the alcohol.
Hey.
It's like, what is that called? It's like,
what?
When, like, you, oh, fuck, that's an expression. Like, they said don't smoke in the house, so I smoked in my car. It's not bending the rules. Like, loophole?
Yeah, I found the loophole. It's okay.
There's an expression that I'm looking for.
I don't know it.
Me neither. Sorry, Sega.
No, you're good.
It was gonna be funny, just laugh.
You're so funny.
I know.
It's like, oh my God, you should do stand-up.
I know.
No, just, and I find it crazy where it's, like, even, like, outside of the home, you know, like, I literally, they didn't want me to go to certain parties, or they didn't want me to hang out with certain people, they didn't want me to go out to certain places, they didn't want me to do certain things, they didn't want me to go to people's houses, and the thing is, I was literally out of the house, like, 16 hours a day. Being that, like, I had to go to university and then I had work, you know what I mean? And, like, actually my university was, like, a good hour away from the house. And, like, my work, I had 2 jobs at one point. So one was next to the house and the other one was a good, like, 45 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing where it's, like, wow, it sounded so fancy. I had 2 jobs at once. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I was like, the hustle is real.
Yeah. Get that green, girl.
No, but the thing is, I... I could have easily gone over to people's houses.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I could have easily just gone to parties. I could have easily told them I was going to be, like, at school all day, but have gone to, like, an amusement park 2 hours away that they didn't want me to go to, or have gone out with friends that they didn't want me to hang out with, or, like, gone to see people. You know what I mean? Because those were situations. Like, they didn't want me to see a certain type of people. They didn't want me to go over to people's houses. They didn't want certain things. Like, literally, with my parents, as long as nothing was overnight, like, there was no way that they would find out, because I was literally just on a normal basis doing everything that I was supposed to be doing. I was getting home at, like, 11, 12, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, going to school and going to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, like, on a day that I would actually get home early, because that's the thing, they didn't even know my schedule.
Yeah.
They had no idea. They had no idea when I did work. They had no idea when I didn't work. They had no idea when I had classes, when I didn't.
You were just honest.
I was just completely honest and completely transparent.
And they didn't deserve that.
And I literally had nothing to hide. And like you said, literally, you took the words out of my mouth. They did not deserve...
Your parents deserve druggy kids.
That kind of loyalty, that kind of commitment.
Yeah.
Like, I remember... Oh my God, and this is so fucked up. But I literally remember, I think I was in high school. And I don't know why I decided to tell my mom just one time. I remember we were driving. And I don't know why I told my mom. And I was like, damn, I don't think I'm going to cry. Ugh, it's okay. I was literally like, hey, I'm having suicidal thoughts. I literally told her that. And she was like, oh, shit, don't tell your younger sister. She's like, oh, no, like your younger sister might get influenced by that shit.
You're already gonna die.
No, but my thing is, like, she didn't ask me if I was okay. She didn't mm-hmm. ask me why. She didn't, she, literally all she cared about in that moment is like, oh, like literally I don't know,
let this rub off on your sister.
Literally, it's like,
don't give her these stupid ideas. Yeah,
don't
too.
Give her these stupid ideas is literally what she said to me in that moment. And I was like,
don't worry about it.
Like, well, damn. And that's what I find funny, because now, because, I don't know, I guess my mom's trying to work on our relationship, but she's not doing it. And now, when, like, I vibe off of you, and I mean, I know that we have good days and bad days, and sometimes, like, we generally, like, correlate, actually.
Really
like, we generally have bad days at the same time and good days at the same time. I mean, we're, which like, generally good, together.
One of us is feeling great, and the other one's like,
Maybe like, somebody could behind, pull girl. Somebody up or not, or, I don't no, know, yeah. But, yeah.
I'm not pull-upable. Just... So I'll just shut up. You down.
No, I mean, I feel like I could try to pull you up. Yeah, if I was in a good headspace, I could definitely, not necessarily pull you up, but I can make you be in a place to where you won't be feeling the down as much, and you'll just, like, be neutral. I feel like, I mean, just going outside, getting boba, like, getting coffee, you know what I mean?
It doesn't get any better than that.
It literally...
Coffee boba.
That's literally my happiness.
Coffee boba, yeah.
Going to get boba, but
going
no,
going and fueling the economy, yes.
But what was I gonna say? The thing is, because now, when you and me, like, vibe off each other, and like, at least I'm like, yeah, today's, like, not a good day, and then you're like, oh, yeah, it's not that good a day for me, or it's like, or at least, I think the other day happened, like, you're like, yeah, today's not a good day, or I'm like, yeah, today's, like, a neutral day.
I think bad place is what we
oh,
said.
A bad place, yeah, and then she's like, oh, why are we in a bad place? Like, yeah. What happened? And I'm like... Don't worry about it.
Like, did you read the scripts and that's why you're
like,
asking?
Like, for real, like...
But what's nice is that, oh, why are we in a bad place? It's like, oh, no, it's nothing.
That's
conversation
it.
Over. Because
I mean,
pestering would be annoying, but pestering would also show interest.
I was gonna say, I feel like in that specific situation, there's no winning. Because if you pestered, I would be pissed off.
There's no winning, but then we can't say that she didn't try.
True.
When we looked back, it's like, look, she actually did try a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, damn, we kind of pushed her out when she was trying. But as the parent, as the adult...
But, you know, the thing whatever. Is, just real quick, going back to that, the thing that I was saying, that it's like, I know that there's no script to being a parent. I know no one teaches you to be a parent. I know there's no right way to be a parent. But are you seriously going to tell me that, like, un adulto con cuatro dedos de frente doesn't know that... That was one of the worst things she could have said to me in that situation.
The problem is she...
She discredited it. She immediately just...
She thought
just,
it was, a, like, an attempt... It, how do you say that? She like thought it, you said it looking for attention.
Yeah.
She didn't take it seriously at all. She didn't
realize it was literally a cry for help.
Yeah. She's like, oh my god, stop asking for attention. Because things like suicidal thoughts don't exist. Mm-hmm. Mental health, what is that? That is a sham by the doctor people, scientists, to take your monies.
That's literally it.
That's what all these fucking boomers be thinking.
At least my parents be thinking that.
Boomers. That's the thing. Mental health is taboo. It's like, what? Oh my god, you're depressed? Like, you're going to an asylum. Like, you know, when it's like, no, you know, people have thoughts. That's the thing.
I don't know if I've already said it, but that's, I mean, I don't know how many times I'm going to repeat it to you until, because I absolutely fucking adore you, BB.
I'm glad I decided to say that in that moment.
Yeah. No, but
imagine
but,
if I'd said the wrong thing. No, but like,
that's literally what's so amazing.
Jesus!
No, did you realize that's literally so amazing is that it was literally, you didn't even think about it that much and that just came organically from you. And that you just...
Cry.
No, it's just that you literally just accepted it. And like, I feel like you're the type to where it's like, if I say something, you're like, nah, that's bullshit. Like, you immediately, like, try to, like, just discredit if it disagrees with you, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's your vibe, but I literally, there was one time, and again, I don't know if I've already said it on the podcast, but it was a situation where it's like, I remember that I was going through, like, ups and downs of emotions, and I remember I was, like, talking to you, and I'm like, hey, do you think that maybe what I have is, like, depression? Or no, like, that's, like, made-up bullshit, right? I literally remember, as I told you, I was like, yeah, no, that's that made-up bullshit that the doctors do for the monies, right?
Yeah,
that's bullshit. And I remember there was literally, like, a pause, because then I literally looked away, because I didn't look at your face, because I was like, yeah, that's bullshit, right? Like, trying to, like, cover my ass to not, like, be embarrassed in case you were like, no, depression's not real. You know what I mean? And you were like, no, man, like, literally, that might be what you have. So some shit like that, where it's like, you're like, yeah, you might literally have depression. We just, like, need to do more research to see, but, like, that could be an explanation for what the fuck is going on. And I was like, because I don't know if you realize, but in that moment, you saying that went against everything we were ever taught.
Oh, yeah.
You saying that was, like, our first step towards mental health is real.
What's behind this door? A whole bunch of shit. No, let me go back to when I thought Jesus was the answer.
Yeah, for real.
Those were easier times.
Like, I know that it was a different generation for our parents. I know that there's no right way. There's no a guidebook that tells you what to do or what not to do. But there are a lot of decisions that I see that parents make. And it's not just my parents or just your parents, but, like, even, like, my cousins or, like, peers or, like, I see as parents, you just, like, it's like there's no way that was the best decision you could have made in that moment.
You know, I hate when I see millennials who are parents who are homophobic, racist, and sexist.
Damn.
How are you any of those things in today's day?
Honestly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just quick sidebar. Unbelievable that you will still have that mentality in today's day. Because I expect that shit from the boomers. I don't expect shit from the boomers. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
And barely from Gen X. Right?
Yeah, Gen X is the that's the middle one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Barely from Gen X. But millennials, Gen Z, and I think the new one is Gen Alpha. I expect so much from these generations, you know? Mm-hmm. If you're not woke, what the fuck are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
What are you doing?
Where have you been? Under a fucking bridge?
This is already the generation.
The millennials raising kids, like, there cannot be a Gen Z, Gen Alpha generation being raised. Oh my god, but no, Gen X is also having kids. And a lot of millennials are having kids because our baby cousins...
Millennials are literally the 90s.
Our baby cousins are not woke. My kids will be woke coming out the womb if I have any. Out the womb, they will be woke.
The thing is... The thing is, they're at a point to where, like, our baby cousins, at least, where they don't even understand.
Right, but their parents are homophobic, sexist, and racist. Meaning that they will come up, they will be raised with those ideals. Hopefully, they get on TikTok right quick. I'll actually that say most.
I don't think they're racist. Definitely homophobic and definitely sexist.
You don't think they're racist?
Are they? I mean, just specifically thinking in their situation.
Maybe not. You could be right. I don't know. But, anyways, honestly, probably. We kind of drifted.
Yeah.
And we've been talking for a while. But you know what I did notice from this? Because what? The quote had to do with the topic.
There was no transition.
Pretty much stayed on topic.
Yeah. Oh my God. High five. High five.
First this one is... that did not derail.
Hardly. Yeah, we stayed. No, I mean, because
we came back.
I mean, because there are always side stories that, but they emphasize and they're important to the plot.
Yeah, and then we come back.
Yeah.
So yeah. Side stories are always important to the plot.
They really are. But yeah, guys, so this was today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Got a little deep and emotional, but you know. We did,
but you know what? That's literally kind of what this podcast is about. Hopefully, this lets you guys think. I don't know if you're either a parent or if you're a kid, like, going through things with your parents, or if you're just a sibling, or if you see that somebody else is going through something. I mean, it's just to get your... Because that's the thing. Unfortunately, we don't have the answers yet.
No, not even a little bit.
I wish, like, we had already, like, surpassed the situation and were able to express. The only thing that I can say to kids who feel like their parents have trapped them is that eventually
you'll get out.
And the thing is,
literally it.
The thing is, for me, that either by literally just leaving or by creating a situation to where you feel free. Because if somebody would have told me this a year ago, I would have been like, shut the fuck up. You don't even know. Like, you don't know who my parents are. You don't know, like, my situation. It's like, don't even try to tell me that I can possibly be free. It's like, I don't know how I did it, and I know you did too, but I feel free now.
Nice.
I feel free now. And unfortunately, that's because I cut the umbilical cord.
Finally.
Freedom. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I mean, because that's kind of my situation now, because I'm not really a parent. I'm still not ready to be a parent. And that's the thing, the fact that that's why I feel bad, because I actually want to be a mom. I want to, or a dad. We don't discriminate.
I want to be a fun aunt.
I mean, yeah, me too. But the thing is, no.
How is this going to work?
I don't know. Neither of us. Well, the thing is, I think I would be a really dope-ass mom, actually, only because I know that I'm not perfect. Only because I will literally...
I think you have a lot of affection to give, but I think you also do have a lot of aggression.
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
So, if you had a kid right now...
It would be bad.
It would be bad. Neither one of us are in a place where we could actually have a kid right now.
Obviously.
Well, no one's trying to have a kid right now.
That's like, for real. I just need to choose which one of them needs to be the baby daddy.
Who, what?
You heard what I said.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys... Because I feel like I already closed out but didn't. But thanks so much for tuning in. And we will see you when we see you.
Bye.
Bye.